This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, author, and Hidden Killers daily contributor right now, discussing specifically in this segment the fact that Jared Breitigan's ex-wife has now been arrested in connection with his murder. How surprised are you that they arrested his ex-wife and having been free for 6-7 months prior?
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you, trying to read through this one is like going back to Lori Vallow. I'm trying to follow this entire thing because it's sad and crazy with ex-wives and hiring, you know, hiring gun for hire. Her new husband's involved with the murder too. I'm like, what is going on? So yeah, that it's a mess. That is just that is unhealthy relationships left and right. I'm trying to understand from what I was reading, what kind of wound collector is this woman that wanted to kill her ex-husband and got her new husband wrapped up in it? And that's just a pathology right there.
I mean, and my other question would be, you know, obviously they arrested the new husband, Mario Saldana, first, and then waited many months to arrest the actual wife. What I'm wondering is, whose idea was this? And how often do we see something like this where it is the new husband that says, hey, let's go kill your ex? That just, I mean, naturally, it seems more like the actual ex may be the one making that suggestion.
You know, that's a great question. And every time we have a new case we're looking at, Tony, I try to do all the research I can, coming up with stats and numbers about how common this is. I couldn't find anyone on this thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a whole lot of them.
I think it's one of those rare instances where unless you have personal firsthand experience investigating one, you've probably never seen it before, because this, it really is odd, because mostly, and they're not releasing a motive on this one, because that's what's really curious. You know, when you see murder and murder for hires, most of the time we're seeing, you know, finances as a reason or a hate crime as another reason, but pure hatred and retribution where you're going to involve other people and plan it, that's kind of unusual. Yeah, it's, you know, unless you're a serial killer, and this is not a serial killer kind of couple type, you know, they're not fitting any profile for that. So that's why this one's really unusual, because you don't have what we typically see in other types of murders.
Sure. What's your take on her refusing the extradition request at this point? It seems obviously that she's not going to succeed in that, but what's the purpose? Is this just someone that got caught that thought that they were off, and now we're literally watching them kicking and screaming before they're forcefully dragged back to where they need to be to face charges in Washington?
I think you hit it right there. Yeah. I think she's kicking and screaming because her big modus operandi is just be a pain in the ass. I mean, again, without even hearing any statements from her, you just look at these behaviors and you're like, this is a wound collector supreme. Mm-hmm. When someone is a wound collector, they're seeking retribution and they blame everyone in the world around them for everything that's going sideways in their lives without realizing they've caused all the chaos. And this woman creating a massive amount of chaos and blaming the world around her for it. And so this is just one more way she's going to try to get retribution against the system, the man, my ex-husband, absolutely everyone. So that's what she's doing, I think.
And from what we've seen in some of the documents that have come out and some of the accounts of what's in some of the divorce documents and the ongoing litigation that was going on between Jared and his ex in terms of child custody and such, it very much paints that picture. It paints the picture of possibly two people who were very much dug into what they wanted to do and the sides that they wanted to be on. But certainly she was, without a doubt. That, do you see anything in there that may come to light that will point to this sort of character of her that will be end up being used against her in court in terms of being, I don't even know the right word for it, not just difficult, not being a crime, but actively trying to hinder a relationship with the children and their father, or some things that go beyond the scope of, I guess, normal or healthy?
I think what will come to light is when you dive deep, she's going to be the one that's going to be displaying a massive amount of manipulation skills and techniques. And you know, it just didn't happen here. She's used it throughout her life. And so I think they're going to be able to paint a picture in that arc for her of constantly manipulating things, people, and circumstances around her to serve her needs in her twisted world. And so getting examples of those and showing and demonstrating how she's turned this situation, this, and lied and deceived in this area over here. So I think it'll start painting that picture.
This is one of those cases where I'm sure the family, the thing they want the most is justice. They're not going to get their father back, the husband back, who was brutally murdered. But I'm sure something that they do want is for her to show some sort of remorse, some sort of emotion, some sort of regret for this crime. And in many cases like this, when it finally gets to some sort of a sentencing, they just don't show it. And some other, I think they're just not capable of doing so because they don't feel it. Do you think this will be one of those cases where the one thing everybody wants is what they're not going to get?
That's a great question, because one of the reasons why families are part of the, you know, the courtroom during these things is hopefully get some healing.
Yeah.
From seeing that remorse, from seeing that crushed soul or spirit, from them being accountable for the heinous actions they committed. And who didn't see that was the families of that were impacted by Lori Daybell Vallow.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she is just out there. She is delusional. She believes everything she says. She thinks that she talks to her kids all the time in the spiritual realm. I mean, and so the families are looking at this empty because she seems completely fine with what's going on in life. This, on the other hand, they might get something out of this, because Lori Daybell never comes across as someone stricken with rage. This person just comes across as a real rager. And I think when she's sentenced, again, assuming she's sentenced, she might lose it in that courtroom, you know, just, and that's going to give us, again, it's fleeting because it doesn't really heal anything. But if you're looking for some courtroom drama, I think with a reaction from her, you got a lot more likelihood of her having some than Lori Daybell.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.